came from Hungary. I am an ergonomist, not a mathematician. I'm a maze researcher, and my institute is near to Budapest, about 30 kilometers from Budapest. We have relatively old long-term experiments. They were 50 years old. Last year we had a conference at this time, and some selected papers were published in the Acta Agronomica Hungarica. And should I give the professor one example? And here I have two other examples of this supplement, and if somebody is interested in it, it is my email in the paper, and I should send them more examples. So these long-term experiments, as I told you, 50 years old in Hungary, and you know they are very important in the evaluation of the effect of different factors, and especially in the sustainable agriculture. The arrangement is different, I will show you. The measurements are taken every year, I will show you the year data. These data are repeated, and we are interested in the time and treatment interactions in the analysis. And usually we use the ANOVA approach, but this time I try to use the mixed model approach as well. The other method I use in this analysis is the stability analysis. We use this method to interpret the significant treatment-environment interactions. The yield stability over time involves at least three components: the relationship of yield with the local environment, the average yield level, and the variability of yield. I will show you the most important long-term experiments in Martonvásár. You can see fertilization experiments. We compare the different fertilization levels, the fertilization systems, fertilization level experiments, crop rotation, and two and three factorial experiments. These experiments are integral part of the maize and wheat research, and this makes it possible to maintain these experiments, and these long-term experiments provide a place for testing the agronomic responses of maize hybrids and wheat varieties. We use the statistical program GeneStat version 13. This was developed by Payne at the Nottamshire Research Institute in England. In the stability analysis, we use the univariate methods, variance and regression parameters, and from the multivariate method, the additive mean effects and multiplicative interaction method. I would like to show very shortly the results of six long-term experiments. The first was established in 1959, the objective of this trial was to compare the effect of farmyard manure and mineral fertilization on the grain yield and yield stability of maize in monoculture. In this experiment, we have seven treatments: unfertilized control and two levels of farmland manure, 35 tons per hectare in every 4 years, or 70 tons per hectare, and the NPK content is replaced partly or all by NPK mineral fertilizers. This slide shows the 51 years result. The highest yield was obtained in the high levels of NPK and in combination NPK and mineral and formal minerals. This slide shows the cumulated yield differences in the experiment. We used the basic treatment, the 35 tons per hectare farmland manure, and we compared the cumulated differences. On the right side, I show you the predictive cumulative yield differences. We used the repeated measure and random coefficient regression menu of the program, and the quadratic function. In the ANOVA table of AMI analysis, you can see the effects of different genotypes and environments, and I will show you the graph. In this graph, the axis show the genotype and environmental means, and the vertical axis shows you the IPC scores, and the higher values of this scores shows less stable treatments. It shows that the unfertilized control and the highest level of NPK were the least stable treatments. In Hungary, we have a very high influence from the weather, especially from the precipitations. So it shows the treatments effect in dry and wet seasons. The difference is more than 2 tons per hectare in the average of treatments. And again, the MA model shows you that the environment's effect comparing to the genotype effects was much higher in the dry years. And it is the MA graph. And the pattern of the treatments is similar, but the variability of the treatments were higher in the dry years. It is explained again by the generalized linear mixed model analysis in the estimated variant components and the sigma square. We have a higher values in the dry years. Next experiment is a crop rotation experiment. It is a 2-factorial experiment, and the main factors have 7 crop sequences. And I analyzed the maize yield data, maize in monoculture, alfalfa maize deculture, alfalfa maize wheat deculture, and Norfolk type crop rotation. And the subplot subplots have 5 different fertilization treatments: control without fertilization, farmland manure, residuals, and different NPK levels. We compared the effect of crop rotation to maize monoculture, and every time the yield was higher in the different crop rotations. The yield increasing effect of crop rotation was inversely proportional to the ratio of maize in the crop sequence and was greatest in the Norfolk type rotation, followed by alfalfa maize wheat deculture, the wheat maize and wheat and alfalfa maize decultures. I show you in the next 2 tables the variance parameter of the stability analysis, and this table show that the variance parameter were highest in the unfertilized treatments and were lowest in the different crop rotations. This method was developed by Professor Kang. The stability analysis was used, and I show you the MA diagram for these different crop rotations, And the patterns are similar, but again, in the crop sequences, the stability was much higher. In the third long-term experiment, it was established in 1960. We analyzed the effect of high crop production factors, in increasing maize yield in seven treatments. The factors were soil cultivation, fertilization, plant density, variety, and weed control. All factors had favorable and unfavorable level, and we analyzed the 42 years of data. This is the, these are the treatments. The treatment one, all factors are on unfavorable level, and in treatment two, all are at favorable levels, and the other treatments, only one factor is in unfavorable level. And the next slide shows you what the different factors means: shallow plowing, no fertilization, and low plant density, open pollinated variety compared with hybrid, and different weed control methods. This is the effect of these treatments on the yield. And I show you again the results, and in this table you can see the different variance parameters and the regression coefficient. The Finlay-Wilkinson method was used in this case. This is the Finlay-Wilkinson method. The environmental mean response of the different factors is shown here, and you can see that the highest effect on the yield had the fertilization and the variety, and the highest instability was measured in the weed control treatment. This is the MA analysis, and this shows again the same a pattern of the different treatments. In the next, in the third experiment, I analyzed the N-fertilizer responses of maize hybrids in monoculture. The N-fertilizer rates were 0, 80, 160, and 240 kilograms. And we compared the effect again the years. You can see the and response of the hybrids in dry and wet years. This is the analysis of the results using the mixed model approach. And this is the accumulated yield response. The lowest yield was at the control, and the between the 160 and 240 kilogram nitrogen, there was no significant difference. This slide was very similar. I was here last year, and Don Bullock showed from the Illinois experiments the variability of nitrogen response, and the same trend was measured in our experiments. So I think these long-term experiments are very important in this analysis as well, because we can show the frequency of different responses. In the next experiment, we compared the nitrogen fertilizer response in two environments, in the 50 years old long-term experiments in monoculture and in Norfolk-type crop rotations. The yield response showed that the crop in crop rotation the yield was higher by 2.246 tons per hectare, and the higher yield was obtained with 40-80 kilogram per hectare less nitrogen fertilizer. And the yield stability in the crop rotation was also higher than in monoculture. This is the multiple experiment meta-analysis was used in this case. And this slide showed the nitrogen fertilization crop rotation, hybrid crop rotation, and nitrogen fertilization hybrid interactions. Sorry. This diagram shows that in monoculture, the yield response was less stable than in the crop rotations. In the last experiment, it is a three-factorial experiment. We evaluated the effect of nitrogen fertilizer sowing date and different hybrids. Originally, it was a nitrogen experiment, and later we subdivided the main plot, and the subplot was the plant sowing date with four different sowing date: early, optimum, late, and very late. And we used the same four hybrids in this experiment. And again, using the generalized linear mixed model analysis, it shows that the main effects some of the interactions were significant. And this slide showed you the significant interactions. Last slide shows again the MA analysis, the nitrogen fertilizer effect. The less stable was the N0, it means without nitrogen, and the most stable was the N60 and 120 kilogram N rates. And looking at the sowing rate, highest variability was in the early and the very late sowing treatments, and the optimum and 10 days later sowing days were more stable. And then in the hybrids, the 300-400 FeO on the hybrids were the most stable. In conclusion, I think the long-term experiments are very important, and they give us very important informations in different aspects of the research. And my hope is that with the different approaches we can analyze the data, and we can receive more information from the data. And the next generation will be responsible for the maintaining of these long-term experiments. Thank you very much for this.
Do we have any questions?
What is the source of your fund? I have a couple of questions. The source of the fund here in Manure, I thought the rates were pretty high. So if you could just discuss on that, why was there
this
high?
What is the source of your manure? And he would like you to address the fact he thinks the rates are very high. Some of the rates were very high.
Of the manure or of
yeah, the farm manure.
Yeah, it was star mist, but it is a cow manure.
Cow manure.
And these 35 and 70 tons per hectare were applied every 4 years.
Oh, every 4 years.
Every 4 years. So not a yearly. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, we have about 5 minutes then, if anybody has an issue to discuss. Thank you.
Thank you very much.